Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey has finally broken its silence on the Andrew Brunson case. Now, just a reminder, Andrew Brunson is an American pastor who's been behind bars in Turkey since October on terrorism charges. But so far, no evidence has been presented. Turkish Prime Minister stated earlier this month that the country might speed up his trial. But some speculate that Turkey's sticking to its guns with Brunson until the U.S. turns over Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who's living in the U.S. and wanted for possible coup connections. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton is asking you to pray.
I think we can pray for witnessing opportunities. When you have lots of time to pass, there's lots of opportunity for conversation, and perhaps there will be a Muslim there that will ask some questions about Andrew Brunson's faith, and he'll have opportunities to share about Christ.
And it's World Water Day, and for Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry, it's not merely an observation of the need for clean, safe drinking water. He and his teams around the world addressed the critical shortage of water by providing tangible solutions saturated in partnership and faith. People are introduced to a kind of Jesus who cares for them in the whole of life.
I tell our staff as we go out there, I said, we want to work in such a way that the solutions that we bring are transcendent solutions. When Jesus said, he said, you know, may the people see your good works and glorify the Father of heaven. And so we do it with that kind of a mindset. We do it with that kind of a desire.
You can be part of these efforts in drought-stricken areas by coming alongside of Food for the Hungry's ongoing work, sponsoring a child, or engaging as a church partner. The details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.